going back to the Mohawk Valley formula, the idea was to move into a community, flood it with where there's a strike going on, flood it with propaganda, you know, take over the media, the churches, the schools, everywhere else, pour in this propaganda about harmony and so on, the way I described it. And then there's those bad guys out there who are trying to disrupt our harmonious lives, you know, like that union organizer is probably a communist or an anarchist anyway, and probably un-American, and he's trying to, you know, destroy all these wonderful things we have, and we got to band together and kick him out. We have to defend our way of life against this. A lot of religion gets thrown in. Remember that the United States is an extremely fundamentalist country. I mean, you look comparatively, comparative statistics. Usually, religious fundamentalism declines as industrialization goes up. It's pretty close correlation. The United States is off the chart. You know, it ranks with devastated peasant societies, probably more fundamentalist than Iran. There's all, why this is so, is, I don't know. But, I mean, in fact, it's a complicated question. But one factor is that it was certainly consciously fomented by business leaders. That goes way back to the 19th century when they were supporting their favorite, I mean, John D. Rockefeller's favorite evangelist was, who we poured a lot of money into, was some guy who said that people ought to have more enlightened ideas than labor agitation. That was one of his famous phrases. And the more enlightened ideas are, you know, go to church and listen to orders and, you know, do what they tell you and shut up. You know, that's the more enlightened idea. And it's a really interesting case because the Mohawk Valley was the model that was later used for strike breaking and destruction of the labor movement in the post-war period. So it's quite interesting to see what happened right there. Incidentally, I don't know any literature on this. Do you? Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's, these are untouchable topics, you know. And you can almost say that anything that's important, you know, it's going to matter for people's lives, it's got to be sort of off the agenda. And it sort of makes sense. You don't want people to know about it. Like, you don't want people to know the wrong kind of thing. After all, that makes sense. You know, it's like it's not a conspiracy or anything. It's just common sense if you have a certain degree of power and authority and privilege. You just don't want people to know things that might be harmful to them because they're really like children, remember. And we're the ones who have to make the decisions for them.